The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here. Rose Gray in studio this week again before she jets off to another location. How are you?
I am really good. Yes, Dayton, it's true. I'm leaving for Alaska tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Got my little COVID test all under control.
Good.
Negative for
good,
those of
good.
You who are listening and want to know if I'm going with you. Woo-woo. And I have not been to Alaska in 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So I had to remember how to pack for Alaska. I was so good at it after doing it for so many years. And I keep putting things in and taking things out. Packing for Alaska has been always been a little bit of a challenge. It's one of the more difficult trips I do that I have to kind of think about. It could be 45 degrees in Denali National Park, and it's going to be 76 degrees in Fairbanks.
Ah, so layers.
Layers, layers, layers.
Lots of layers. Yeah. Well, that's exciting news.
I'm very excited about it. So you will have Andrea for the next 2 weeks. And normally in the old days when I would do Alaska, one of the shows, it was the only show I would even think about calling in because I was in Anchorage at the Captain Cook Hotel on a Saturday.
Okay.
So I would get up at 6 a.m. in Alaska time. I would do the show and some very tired guests would come down to a little room that the Captain Cook graciously set up for me to do the show. And we've tweaked the itinerary very, very slightly so that I am not going to be in Anchorage on a Saturday. And so
you probably asked for that, though. You're like, can we please not be in Anchorage?
It was actually kind of fun, but it was the only show I ever did remotely. And
right.
So Andrea will be here for those 2 weeks. And while I'm away, the listeners will want to pay special attention to their emails, to the radio, to whatever source they use to get their travel news, because we've been telling everybody that the Milwaukee charters are also supposed to be calling those exclusive nonstop vacation flights, ENVF. I'm still going to be old school and call them charters. I'm sorry. Cancun, Jamaica, Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, and Cancun have been announced. And for those people who have worked with Fox World Travel for many, many years, you know something special happens in July. So
yes.
Stay tuned, be patient, be ready. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I urge you to reach out 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday and say, what was Rose talking about? But if you know, you know.
She was very cryptic, like Aaron Rodgers' tattoo cryptic.
Exactly.
We couldn't understand it.
No. So I'm going to just leave it at that. There's something big to come and you want to be ready for it. And if you've got warm weather destinations in your future, most especially January, February, and March, but certainly November and December as well, you want to be ready for this, because it's no secret that prices are up.
Yeah.
They are. And people say, oh, you know, I would think there'd be deals. Well, let's see. If you're a student of economy, you'd understand that supply and demand dictates that people who have not traveled in 2 years have discretionary income that they've now saved for 2 years are ready to go. They are ready to go on these vacations. And we usually have a summer downtime, a little bit of a lower season at Fox.
Not
this
seeing
year.
That.
Not at all.
Well, and like you mentioned in the past too, like these resorts, these communities, they need to get their money back that they've lost over the last couple of years. So their prices have gone up a little bit and it just all kind of adds up.
It does. And I am always a big believer in contributing to the economy of the country that I'm visiting. So these are developing nations typically, and they have struggled for 2 years with no tourism. When tourism is 80% of your country's economy, you know things are bad. So let's just, I guess, suck it up, Sally, and pay the price and go on the trip. But with that said, I want to remind everybody that if you are still considering some European travel, it's doable. Just make sure your passport is valid. Ran into another one of those stories where somebody hadn't taken their passport out of the lockbox in 2 years, only to find out it had expired.
How do you not?
Yeah. Well, wow. I heard Jane Mantineer as she was saying farewell on Friday, let everybody know that she can't really start traveling yet because she too let her passport expire. So it happens to the best of the travelers, but get that out, dust that off, make sure it's still valid. If not, get on that, because you may be looking at a 2023 European River Cruise, a 2023 Europe land trip, or maybe one of our exotics like Antarctica or Australia, New Zealand, or maybe you want to go see the Packers play in October in London. What about that?
Yeah, so, what about that?
We've got it all covered for you. All right.
So we will take your calls all hour long here. Let's talk travel. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Rose Gray here for you this week. Andrea in the next 2 weeks. I'll be here as well. Dayton Kane hanging out with you. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
So I know where Isaac's going to be tonight.
I do too.
Death Cab for Cutie playing at Summerfest at Generac Power Stage. So that's where he'll be. Do you throw metal horns up when you listen to this band, or is it more just a chill vibe band?
It's usually pretty chill, but okay. I'm definitely tossing up some metal horns.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Ready to answer your calls. Let's go over to Howard in Waukesha. Good morning, Howard. What's your question?
I've got a trip planned to Alaska in the end of September of this year. And I'm curious about, do we still have to do COVID testing to get onto those ships?
Currently, you do. Currently, you do. Now, I am only speaking about Holland America and Princess Cruise Lines because those are the ones I'm the most familiar with. But I can also tell you that in August, the very beginning of August, I'm going to be taking my first ever Regent cruise. And although NCL, which is Norwegian Cruise Lines Holding Company, which is the parent company of Regent, has selected a few ships and a few sailings that are still requiring COVID testing to get on them, even though they eliminated them for the most part a couple days ago, that one still requires it. So because we are in July and because you're not going until September, things can certainly change as they have been recently doing very quickly without very much notice at all. But at this point in time, from my perspective, for what I know for Holland America and Princess Cruise Lines and the Regent cruise I'm taking, yes, we do have to test to get on the ship.
Okay. No, that's besides having your shot cards or your boosters and all that.
That is also up to the cruise line. So each cruise line can make a determination with regard to what they consider to be fully vaccinated. Some are, yes, you have to have be fully vaccinated. Some say your booster has to be 270 days or less. So check with your cruise line to get more specifics on that.
Good, thank you. And then I got one other question.
Sure.
About the weather. I'm going on the 25th of September, and that's rather late in the year. Is it bad weather the entire time up there in Alaska?
Well, I always prepare for everything. I don't know that you'll be getting 76 degrees on the cruise, but we always have to remind people that Ketchikan, for example, which is one of the typical ports of call on an Inside Passage cruise, is in a rainforest. So how do you become a rainforest? By having a great deal of rain. So it's very common for it to be rainy along the Inside Passage. So we prepare for everything and pray that we're going to get the best of the best.
Okay.
Good luck.
Appreciate
bon voyage. Thanks, Howard.
Thanks, Howard. So you're actually leaving for Alaska tomorrow.
I am.
And you have other Alaska cruises available for people to get on, right?
We absolutely do. So this season is pretty much sold out. I mean, it would be pretty hard for us to get you now on a 2022. In fact, I'm looking at our website right now, foxworldtravel.com. You go to vacation travel, you go to Fox Group Vacations, and I'm on 2022 Alaska, and it's just like sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Because whatever we didn't sell, we usually have to give back.
Right.
And ours do sell out. I mean, it's a simple fact of life. We can take 44 people on our Yukons, and we can take 102 people on our Denali double buses and 50 to 50 on our other ones. So,
and we haven't been to Alaska for a couple of
years.
We
haven't been. And we've thankfully, so many of our loyal customers allowed us to move them from 20 to 21 and then 21 to 22. Thank you for that. I'm looking very much forward to that. However, we've got 23 Alaska up for sale. And, you know, we used to do that at the end of August and into September. So we're way ahead of the game on that one. We've got Hawaii. We've got a fall Hawaii for 23. We've got a winter Hawaii for 23 that still has space available. Sold out one of our Hawaiis right away. So we do know Hawaii and Alaska are going to be very, very big in 23.
Nice. FoxWorldTravel.com. What is the phone number and when are the lines open?
So 866-GO-FOX-GO. There is somebody there Monday through Friday. Now, what I like to say, 9 to 5. Now, what I like to say is this. Go to our website and then go to the Contact Us button because there's lots of ways. Now, we certainly don't have people live chatting right now on Saturdays, right. But we have an opportunity for you to live chat during business hours if that's something you'd rather do. We also have Contact Vacation Travel, and then we also list where our offices are, when they're open. But you know, during the pandemic, as if we're looking for that pandemic silver lining, we learned that we can be very virtual. We can absolutely assist our customers very virtually, and sometimes there's not even a need to come in at all. Now, we do like that person to person, face to face kind of a thing. But we learned during pandemic that we really don't have to have that if we don't need one. So
yeah, save the gas money.
Good point, Dayton. Save the gas money.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Our buddy Hugh from Florida on the phone. Good thing he doesn't have to pay long distance communication anymore because we have to take a break. We'll get back to him coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This is old school. But this is not Thomas Rhett.
Who is this?
This is Rhett Atkins.
Oh.
Nice try, Isaac. Nice try.
But it's a good song.
This is his dad, actually. Thomas Rhett going to be at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater.
Well, maybe tonight. His dad's going to be at Summerfest.
Oh, wouldn't that be a shock?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. All right. It is the Fox World Travel Show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. And Hugh calling in from Florida. Good morning. How are you, Hugh?
Good morning. Please send so to at least Wisconsin cool air down here. This is like living in a blast furnace here.
How hot is it there?
Well, it's going to be in the middle 90s again, but the humidity is around pretty close to 100%, so it's like living in a sauna. But it'll be like that until fall, and then it's nice again, you know.
All right.
The reason I called, I spent in my past a lot of trips to Mexico and enjoyed every one of them. And the wife was talking about, let's go again. And I can't ever remember, but my neighbor says you got to have a passport now to get in Mexico. And I don't remember that in the past.
Yes, Hugh, that is absolutely true. So you can believe your neighbor on this one. That happened pretty many years ago, I would say like in the 2009-ish area, where you used to be able to get in with a notarized copy of your birth certificate and a photo ID. And then they decided with the Schengen situation, long story short, Caribbean and Mexican destinations, for the most part, you do need to have a passport now.
Okay. Are they kind of expensive?
$135 for 10 years.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Yep.
So well, I guess you got to have it.
And you look at under $15 a year for the best documentation on the planet.
Oh, nice spin on that. Right. I like that. All right, enjoy your trip to Mexico.
Okay, you guys. I'm looking forward to the state fair coming up in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thanks, all right, Hugh.
See you. 855-616-1620. And excuse me, Isaac corrected me. I guess Rhett Atkins is playing at Summerfest tonight. Is he opening for Thomas Rhett?
Yeah, it looks like it. They're playing the same stage. So
I did not know that. All right. Let's go over to the text line here. It says, and this relates back to Alaska. It says, the hours of daylight are rapidly changing in Alaska in late September. So this goes back to the call we had. It says, I was there that time of year, and you lose nearly 15 minutes of daylight each day. Is that true? That is crazy.
It is crazy. So you never want to be there if you're looking for northern lights. And the texter says northern lights sometimes appear. I have been there in late August, mid to late August, and I have been knocked up. What?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Huh? So what they'll do, for example, in Denali at McKinley Chalets, is if you ask them, if they have a report that there may be northern lights. Now, remember, it's got to be dark for northern lights. So if you're there over summer solstice, the chances of seeing the northern lights are zero.
Okay.
But if you're there, in as this texter says, you're losing 5, 10, 15 minutes as we're gradually getting into what they consider to be fall and then actually even winter season, you actually have an opportunity to see the northern lights. If you let them know at the front desk that if the northern lights appear, you want to be notified, they call you. They used to knock on your door. I guess in the Yukon, they still knock on your door, hence the knock you up. But here, they just call you. So I was notified one time at McKinley Chalets at 2 o'clock in the morning that the northern lights were out. So you just grab whatever you've got and you run outside, and I caught a glimpse of them.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
I've only seen them in photos, and it's impressive. Right. I can't even imagine. All right. So now, you're talking about this daylight thing. You're going to Antarctica.
Yeah.
What is that like as far as...
So remember, we're in a different hemisphere, so it's the summer there.
Okay.
So it's still going to be rather light longer, but nothing like... Because when I was in Russia a couple years ago, that's so far north that we were there in November. It got light at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it started getting dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, jeez.
So that it's kind of the same concept as Alaska. But so we're going to be there in the summer, so we're going to have, you know, extended sunlight, nothing like that. But yeah, exactly. It's crazy. We always think where we live is it, right?
This is
the way the whole world is. No.
Let's go to Diane in Fredonia. Good morning, Diane. What's your question?
My granddaughter and I had a trip planned to go to Ireland, and it got canceled in 2020, and it got postponed in 2021, and then it got canceled this year. It was through school. So we are looking at something different, and we're thinking she likes the outdoors, she likes to hike, I do as well. We're thinking Iceland. Where do I start?
Well, there's a couple. Are you looking for a group tour, or are you looking for very independent?
If we could probably, can you go with a group and then do independent, or could we feasibly do it on our own?
You could. So, interestingly enough, just FYI, one of the people that fills in for me very often here on the show is Colleen Alsberg. She leaves for Iceland with a group on July 15th. It's a sold out group. It's like 40 people leaving for Iceland on the 15th of July. So we do Iceland groups. But yes, you can certainly do it independently as well. You can get a car. I know people who have done the entire island. They've got something all planned out. It's not like they're freelancing it. I mean, they have a place to stay every night and all that kind of a thing. But yeah, so what I would do is I would reach out to our contact us button on our website, put your requirements in, when you want to go, all that kind of thing. And then the people that sort those out, our support team, they find the best advisor that's knowledgeable in that particular area, and then they will hook you up, and then you can start the ball rolling and make a determination whether you want to go. Even if we don't have a group departure, we have a number of different good tour operators that are always doing groups, and you can look at their itineraries and determine, this one's too structured, we're doing something every day, this has got a lot of free time, this is the one I want, that kind of a thing.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good
Thanks
job.
For listening, Diane.
Thanks,
Have
Diane.
A great weekend. It is time to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Mike Spaulding. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dayton.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This song is called Send the Pain Below. Chevelle going to be playing Miller Lite Oasis stage at Summerfest today.
Not
I don't know
going
what's going
there.
On. I think I'm allergic to your perfume, Rose. I think that's what it is.
Really?
Yeah, every day when you come in, I get like my throat goes out on me. All right, let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. You better hope it's that and not that I've got COVID again, because you got to get on a flight tomorrow.
Yeah, I tested negative. I'm good.
Speaking of that, if you have to go on a Tuesday and you need to get your test, you have 72 hours. Would you Would you go on a Saturday or a Monday if the place is closed on a Sunday?
Okay, so they're open 9 a.m. to like noon, I think, on Saturdays. Look
so
at their website.
Summit Labs.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you, I mean, so certainly we are going to Walgreens and we are going to CVS and we are going to those places as well if you just want an antigen test.
That's fine for
most places. Again, not exactly sure where. Every country, you have to look at every single restriction for every single country.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to the text line here. It says they would like to do a European river cruise. What is your favorite, Rose, and which itinerary has the most or best sights to see?
Oh, that's such a hard one. That's like picking your favorite child. You know?
I got a favorite. Don't tell my kids.
So here's the thing. Fox World Travel uses for group travel two river cruise companies. One is Avalon, which is owned by Globus Family of Brands. They've been around longer than Fox World Travel has been around. Fox World Travel has been around since 1960.
Wow.
So Globus is even older than we are and very reputable and very responsible and all of those kinds of things. They are known for having the newest fleet on the European rivers. They do not refurbish ships. They let them go for 5 years and then they sell them and buy new ships. So that's their claim to fame. They also have the panoramic views, which are remarkable. Every cruise line, every river cruise company is going to essentially do the same cruises, right? They're going to do the Danube, they're going to do the Rhine, they're going to do the Moselle, so Amsterdam to Basel, Switzerland. They're going to do Budapest to Prague, those kinds of things. So you're going to do the Seine River, you're going to do the Rhone River in France. So they almost all do essentially the same itineraries. So it's really what you're looking for in that regard as far as itineraries are concerned. The other cruise line we use is Uniworld River Cruises. So just the difference between them would be every ship is unique and different. The decor, the ambiance, the feeling, the theme. If you're in France, you're going to have a French theme. If you're on the Danube, you're going to have a more European type theme. Very, very different. The other thing is that all your meals are included, all of your cocktails and non-alcoholic beverages are included on Uniworld. On Avalon, your beer and wine is included with dinner and lunch.
Okay.
So that's kind of it. We love them both. We love them differently for different reasons. I just came off of the Jean Miller trip in France, and I was on Uniworld, and again, was very grateful to have done that and reminded why we love them so much. But I'm going to be sailing with Avalon in August, so I'll come back being glowing with Avalon comments.
So you're good either way.
I'm absolutely good either way. You look at price point, you look at what it is you're looking for in regards to the itinerary and the dates that work out for you.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Another text here from the 414 says, I'm traveling to Europe this fall using points. Is insurance advisable?
So that's a good question. It really depends on what kind of insurance coverage it is you're looking for. If you're using points to travel, typically an airline, major carriers like Delta, United, and American, or the credit card companies have various rules when it comes to canceling those flights. So I've got a round trip ticket to Amsterdam. I've got this whole thing all planned out, and then it doesn't work out. Does my airline allow me to redeposit those points? If that's the case, no, you would not need insurance to cover cancellation. However, if that's not the case and you can't redeposit those points and you would lose all those miles or points, you'd want to have some kind of coverage for that. You'd have to put a monetary value on what the cost of the miles is, etc. Now, if you're looking to cover yourself with health insurance, that's a whole different ball game. So you need to find out if your health coverage in the United States covers you while you're in Europe. Medicare does not cover you when you're traveling. Many major insurance companies, who I will not name names, but do not cover you outside the United States. So if you need to buy just healthcare coverage, that's a whole different story can be provided by the same provider. We can use Travel Guard. Go to our website. There's a resources tab. You can actually get a quote. They're good for 7 days after you've decided, you know, so you have time to make your decision. If you're looking to buy insurance, there's several different plans there. So take a look at that. So that's my long-winded answer to do you need insurance if you're using points to Europe.
Well, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does.
The Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Sharon in Franklin, who wants to know some things about Vancouver and her trip there. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This is Guster. They are playing the Johnson Controls World Stage at Summerfest at 8 o'clock tonight. Final day of Summerfest. I can't believe we're already through three weekends.
New concept, right? New format.
That's, I kind of dig it.
I think it, you think it'll stay that way?
I think it will.
Yeah.
I think it makes more sense. So.
That's cool.
The Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. By the way, it's going to be gorgeous today. 76 near the lake, 80 inland, sunny with a slight breeze. Should be good. Let's go over to the phones and talk to Sharon in Franklin. Good morning, Sharon. What's your question?
Good morning, Rose. We're leaving on a cruise, a Holland America, and we're leaving out of Vancouver at the end of September. It's in Canada, and Canada has their COVID restrictions still on. So we're being told that we need an antigen test. Do you have any idea where to get that?
Sure, tons of ideas. Walgreens does them.
Oh,
Walgreens does them. CVS does them. Summit Labs does them. And while we were on break, I just happened to look if there were any other options. And there is there's a COVID clinic in Brookfield at 95 North Moreland Road, and they say they're open every day 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can get antigen test results in an hour. Now, I'm sure there's a cost associated with that, whereas for Walgreens and CVS, there is not.
Okay. Oh, great. I was hoping that Canada was lifting those restrictions, but apparently not.
Yeah, I think it. So Holland America is the one that's telling you you have to test to get on the ship, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because we're leaving out of Canada. Yeah.
But I don't think it's because I don't think it's because you're leaving out of Canada, Sharon. I think it's because it's Holland America's requirement that you have a test. Because when I'm in Alaska this week, I had to test for the land part of our cruise, but then Holland America tests us in Anchorage 2 days before we get on the ship, and that's Holland America's requirement.
Okay.
So it could be eliminated by the time you travel in September. So keep watching and keep, you know, they'll send you an email and make sure you read all the fine print, but that could be eliminated by them. But right now it's Holland America's policy, I think, that's requiring you to get that test.
Okay. Well,
yep,
thank you very
much. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling. Let's go over to Mary in Franklin. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning. I just wanted to mention about the river cruises. We did the Avalon River Cruise pre-COVID with Fox Travel from Prague to Budapest, and it was absolutely wonderful. They were such beautiful cities to tour, and then a lot of nice stops in between.
And the cruise itself was good?
Oh, the cruise itself was wonderful. The food was good. It was a group tour, and we just had a wonderful time. Wonderful time.
Sounds like Mary's recommending. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, and the excursions and everything are included. We should tell people that for big ship cruisers who are used to paying for all of their excursions, you get at least one excursion included every day, right, Mary?
Yes, yes.
Perfect.
It was wonderful. And they'll do the slower pace if you're a slower paced person. It was just excellent. The food was delicious.
Beautiful.
All right.
There you go.
And then they would have speakers come on board and, you know, talk about the wine country or whatever. It was very informative and just a lot of fun.
Awesome. We appreciate the phone call, Mary. Love
Thanks,
phone
Mary.
Calls like that. The Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. One segment left. More of the Fox World Travel Show next on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Yeah, girl.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, do you listen to country music?
Full disclosure, no.
No. This is Thomas Rhett. He's going
to
be on
the... But I would listen
to
this.
This is a nice song. Okay. He does a good job. His lyrics are really good. He wrote for a lot of people before he became famous.
All right.
But Thomas Rhett, American Family Insurance Amphitheater tonight at Summerfest. Make sure you check that out if you can. Let's go to the final couple of texts here. Your favorite all-inclusive to vacation with your grandchildren.
Okay, so if we are talking about younger grandchildren, it would probably be the Nickelodeon resorts. We have only been to the one in Punta Cana, but I also have personally inspected and stayed at the one in the Riviera Maya, okay, which is just mind-blowing. It has got the most amazing water park ever. They've got a great water park in the one in Punta Cana, don't get me wrong, but the one in Riviera Maya is just absolutely mind-blowing. Generations is a more mellow version of an all-inclusive for kids. It's attached to El Dorado Royale, but then any of the Dreams, and those are AMR resorts, they're any of the Dreams properties, look for those. And if water parks are a big part of your experience when you go with kids, several of them have pretty decent water parks as well.
Nice. And let's go to the next one here from the 262. Can Rose Gray tell me if she still uses, recommends mobile phone service for international travel?
I don't use my mobile phone any longer simply because I am able now with US Cellular, who is my provider, to put international service on my phone and take it off. I can do it for 30 days at a pretty reasonable price. There's a couple of different plans that I can get. And so I don't use it at all anymore. But my husband told me that some of the people that we know that did buy the mobile phones years back are still using them when they go to fishing resorts in Canada, when that all opened back up, because they still had great service because they're satellite phones.
Okay.
So that's why. So okay. I don't use my mobile phone any longer, but they're still around and you can still get them. So
somebody's shocked that I would suggest that I'm allergic to your perfume. Apologize for that. All right, let's wrap it up. What do we have going on at Fox World Travel everybody needs to know about?
So we just want to remind everybody that if you were one of the lucky people that got Packer tickets in the lottery for the October 9th Giants game, Giants versus Packers game, there are packages to be had at Fox World Travel that don't include tickets. So you want the whole package, but you got the tickets. We can work with you on that. There are still some packages available that do include tickets. Real quickly, want to let everybody know, I made a shout out last week about the Australia-New Zealand trip that we've got to give the space back in 3 weeks. Got a lot of action on that, so much so that two of my sorority sisters from way back in the 70s found us on the website, found out I was doing Australia, New Zealand, and are going with me in February of 2023. So if you're looking for that kind of information, foxworldtravel.com, under travel, there are three different sections: vacation travel, which we always talk about on this show, business travel, which we sometimes talk about on the show, and meetings and incentives. Now, underneath that vacation travel, you will also find Fox Group Vacations and Destination Weddings. Those are two like subdivisions, if you will, of the vacation travel. So we do it all. We want to be your full service travel agency. And if you learned nothing else during COVID, it is that you need a reliable travel advisor when you make those travel plans.
Somebody to help you out. And the other nice thing about Fox World Travel is you got a specialist too who can hone in on certain destinations and really are thoroughly have all the knowledge that they need.
And if they don't, they have some resources within the company where we can get those kinds of answers. Because we know whole times, we're experiencing the same thing. I mean, I watch it on Facebook all the time. I was on hold with my airline for 4 hours. I was on hold with my cruise line for 4 hours. We have numbers that we have available to us that are only available to us through Fox World Travel. And yet we're still on hold for an hour or two many times. So I'm just saying, why would you not let somebody else do all the work? That's the way I'm saying it. So 866-GO-FOX-GO, foxworldtravel.com. I'm leaving tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for Fairbanks, Alaska, and I couldn't be more excited about it. I will be tweeting in and Facebooking and sending updates as I'm traveling. Andrea will be filling in for me for the next 2 weeks, and I will see you in 3 weeks.
Perfect. Thanks so much. To foxworldtravel.com. Get yourself signed up. Even if you're just thinking about it, if you fill out that little contact us form, that's the first step. Easy first step. Somebody will reach out to you and you can start the process. Even if you're just thinking, you know what? I need a vacation. I don't even know where. I need to just talk to somebody through it. The show's a perfect way to do it. We'll be back again at 9 o'clock next week with Andrea. Otherwise, fill out that form. Somebody will reach out to you and help you out with it. Coming up next, it is Danny Clayton and Money Talk with the Annex Wealth Management crew, so make sure you stick around for that. Have a great weekend. This is WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.